You never do it easy, Darrell, do you?
No. It was an interesting game tonight, wasn't it? Obviously, that start made it real difficult for us. Though we got pretty cloudy in our heads after that. And it took us a while to get back in the game and get some clarity in what we were doing. But even then, you know, we gave that try away just after half-time. One just before, one just after. And that made it difficult for us, but I thought the resilience and character in the team was excellent tonight. Although we're clearly going to have to play better than that.
Penny, for your thoughts at half-time, your face looked like thunder as you strode across the pitch. What were you thinking?
I was obviously disappointed with the start, and I thought we were lacking intelligence in the way that we were playing. I thought that obviously the start rattled us, but then there wasn't a real semblance of what we'd the way we talked about playing, and I just thought we got rattled so much by that 12-0 scoreline that we were feeding off scraps to get back into the game, which we did really well, and that showed the character. But yeah, I was really disappointed with our intelligence as a rugby league team. I think that would be the I had to go and sit down for a while just to calm down and try and give a message that could help us win the game. And I thought we were the dominant team for most of the second half, and it was a much better effort, although still some things there that you say, come on boys, it can be better than this.
12-0 down, could have been more. Ben Roberts made a great tackle, didn't he, on the try line to stop Whiting getting over again.
Yeah, defensive structure, we were all over the place. We were defending as individuals a little bit. We got our numbers wrong for the first one, and then we were very slow as the third bloke getting out of tackles and getting back in the line. And you know, they just picked us apart, and they're pretty good at that, to be fair. I saw them even getting beat easily against Wigan the other week. They opened them up easily with the plays when they got in good field position. And we just gave them too much. We just gave them too much and then defended poorly. But yeah, I thought Benny Roberts was really good at the back tonight. And that was obviously a key moment early on.
Michael Shenton get the headlines with 4 tries for him. Should he have had a fifth?
Oh, yeah, it's a tough one, isn't it? Because Justin goes for the ball. He's a little bit too far away from it. I don't think it has any impact on what happens after that, to be fair. But I can see why he gave the penalty. The one thing I will say is I thought his leadership and performance tonight was outstanding alongside Justin Carney. I thought that was the best I've seen him play for a very long time. I thought he was sensational tonight. And it wasn't. It was just the little bits of things that he did to get us back in the game, winning penalties and that chase for that try in the first half. You know, some of the things like that, the game-turning moments, and I thought our left edge, those two players were superb, and I thought that most of our players had really good moments, but those two were consistently right at the top of the game.
I think everyone in the ground, the Castle fans, who's hold the breath when Carney gets anywhere near the ball. Is it the same for you, or
yeah, sometimes coming? Sometimes, well, it's sometimes he started passing the ball in the second half, and I didn't think he needed to be doing that at that particular point. Him carrying the ball was all the threat that we needed. But yeah, he's a little bit like that, you know. He's one of those players who the game magnifies when he gets it. He does in the crowd, and it does for everybody really. And he does some pretty special things at times.
Luke Gale obviously had that pass that lined and went the length of the field, but after that, he seemed to run things quite well for you tonight.
Yeah, I thought it took him a while to get into the game. You know, his passing game was a little bit off. You know, we're just talking after the game about some of his lines and his pass lines, and he was a little bit off. Whether that's he hadn't played for a few weeks. You know, he didn't play against Warrington, did he? You know, he's off in no time. So he's a little bit scratchy, Gailey. But yeah, he started to do some things at the back end that opened up opportunities for us.
Are you happy with the way you closed the game out? Because you made a couple of breaks, Carney. He didn't panic. He took the tackle. McMeekin made the break at the end. They didn't panic. They saw the game out, didn't they?
Yeah. I mean, there was one earlier than that when Ben Roberts gets away, and I think, you know, it's a poor decision to kick if he passes to Carney, or he just keeps it. We probably end up opening them up there. But there was a little bit more clarity of thought later on. But there's also some little bits when Junior Moore's trying to offload. You know, there's a real mix there that we need to sort out and stop giving opportunities to teams to pick us apart, because obviously they get the short kick off, they get the try from the kick, which was his line ball offside, to be fair. But you know, Snead's got that ability with the his kicking game. But yeah, I thought we took the 2 points, which is smart, and then obviously we got another try to get us 12 points in front. So I was pretty pleased with the way we gathered ourselves in the second half for the most part.
Do you have a policy on taking goal rather than winning the ball? Because in the first half you could have gone for goal, so they moved it, and that's when the ball went loose, I think.
If it's a key moment, they'll give me a look and see what my thoughts are.
Right, according to the game as it is.
There's different times in the game and different score lines. At that point, 4 in front, clearly an advantage to get 6. So, yeah, smart thinking.
You had a chance to bump Warrington off a couple of weeks ago, a win next week, and pretty much put a nail in their coffin, don't you, for the top four?
Well, I think we'll be highly motivated for that game. I think we'll be looking forward to it. I hope the players are looking forward to it as much as I am, and we'll bring it on and we'll see how we go. They're obviously a pretty good side, you know. They put the cleaners to us last week. The other week they were way too good for us, and you know, obviously we'll look to redress the balance when they come here next week.
Shinny scored plenty of long range efforts. Darrell's run the poachers tries tonight,
weren't they? Yeah, and determination, you know, and commitment. I thought they obviously his speed and agility is fantastic. I mean, he used a little bit of that at times, didn't he, to beat a few people. But yeah, just sheer determination and will to win. You know, he's a winner. And I think we've got a lot of boys like that who are just desperate to win, and they know that we needed to win that game today. And Shenny sort of, you know, the things that he did to get his tries today were full of commitment and effort and determination to win the game.
What were your thoughts of Roberts at full back for Dawn?
I thought he was very good. He was really good. He's a real running threat. I spoke to him at half time. I thought he was passing a little bit too early. Just thought he needed to go and challenge the defensive line. His running game is pretty special. Obviously, he's a different player to Darnie, but as a running player, he's exceptional, and I thought he did a great job tonight. And obviously, you know, Darnie had the spot for a while. Benny's grabbed it off him. That's why we have a squad. Is you know, players competing, and Darnie knows what he's got to do. He trained outstandingly well, I'd have to say, last week, even though he was left out of the team. And that's what we want from everybody. Is you know. When anybody drops out of the team, you want them to work hard to get back in. We've got a strong squad, so you know, I'm delighted with what we've got at the moment, and we're in there battling away with a great opportunity of finishing fourth. But as we've already said, we need to be a little bit better than we were tonight.